There is no way to describe today's Anthropic coverage as anything other than dense. In the span of roughly 24 hours, four distinct stories about one company hit the Hacker News front page with significant scores, and they collectively tell a story about where AI development stands right now in the summer of 2026. Let's take them one at a time, starting with the most controversial. The steganography story. A researcher at Theriello.dev posted findings claiming that Claude Code, Anthropic's agentic coding tool, is embedding hidden signals in its output requests. The claim is that these markers are effectively invisible to users, but could potentially be read by Anthropic's infrastructure. The post scored 2,122 points and generated 614 comments, which tells you everything about how seriously the HN community took it.
And the reaction was not just concern. It was methodically adversarial. Within hours, people were posting reproductions, counterarguments, partial confirmations. The comment thread reads like a distributed security audit. What I found interesting from a business standpoint is that steganographic watermarking of AI outputs is actually a known technique in the industry. It's been discussed as a way to detect AI-generated content. The question here is whether it's being done transparently and what the data actually encodes.
Right. And there's an important distinction the HN community kept returning to. Steganography in the output, meaning in the text Claude generates, versus steganography in the API requests themselves. If it's request-level marking, the implications are quite different. You could construct a scenario where Anthropic is tracking which accounts, projects, or code bases are making which requests. Whether that's benign telemetry or something more concerning depends heavily on what's actually being encoded and whether it was disclosed.
Anthropic hasn't issued a full technical rebuttal as of our recording time, which is itself notable. Companies are usually quick to say this is mischaracterized if a security finding is off base. The silence has fed speculation, though I'd caution against reading too much into it. Legal review takes time. But from a trust standpoint, this is exactly the kind of story that sticks. Enterprise customers integrating Claude Code into their pipelines now have a question they have to answer for their own security teams.
Moving to the product announcements, Claude Sonnet 5 dropped, scoring 1,152 on HN with 682 comments, just slightly fewer comments than the steganography story. Anthropic is positioning Sonnet 5 as a substantial capability jump from Sonnet 3.7, with particular emphasis on reasoning quality and instruction following. The HN discussion had a lot of benchmark skepticism, which is now essentially the default posture for that community when any new model drops. People were posting their own test cases in the comments, which is genuinely more informative than most official evals.
The benchmark skepticism is healthy, but also somewhat reflexive at this point. The more interesting business question is where Sonnet 5 sits in the competitive landscape against GPT 4.5 and Gemini 2 Flash. Anthropic has carved out a specific niche, models that coders and researchers trust for nuanced reasoning, and Sonnet 5 appears designed to defend that positioning rather than go after the mass market segment.
Claude Science is the third story, and it's arguably the most strategically significant one, even though it scored lower at 504. Anthropic launched a dedicated product tier called Claude Science aimed at research workflows, things like literature synthesis, experimental design assistance, and structured data analysis. The positioning is interesting because it's essentially a direct challenge to tools like Elicit and Consensus that have built research assistant products on top of large language model APIs. Anthropic is now competing with its own ecosystem partners.
Which is a pattern we've seen before in tech platform dynamics. The platform matures, the core use cases become clear, and the platform owner starts building natively into the most valuable workflows. It's uncomfortable for the partner ecosystem, but not exactly surprising. What will be interesting to watch is whether Claude Science integrates with Arxiv. There's a natural pairing there, given the Arxiv story we'll cover later.
The fourth story is the export controls lift. The Department of Commerce has removed export restrictions on Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, two model families that had been subject to controls limiting their availability in certain jurisdictions. This scored 730 on HN with 429 comments. And the discussion ranged from, this is good for international research collaboration, to this is reckless given dual-use risks, sometimes in the same comment thread.
From a geopolitical standpoint, this is significant. Export controls on AI models have been a contentious tool in the U.S.-China tech decoupling strategy. Lifting controls on specific Anthropic models while maintaining them on others suggests a nuanced model-by-model review process rather than blanket policy. The question is what criteria commerce used to determine these particular models crossed the threshold for decontrol. Capability thresholds? Intended use cases? The HN community was digging into that and not finding clear answers in the announcement.
And there's a second-order effect here for the broader AI governance conversation. Every time an export control is lifted, it raises the question of whether the original control was calibrated correctly. If Fable 5 is safe to export now, was it genuinely unsafe to export 6 months ago? Or was the original restriction precautionary in ways that turned out to be overcautious? These precedents matter for how the next generation of controls gets written,